Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Thank you. How you start a show, boom, right out of the gate, Anarchy Stone. I played Mitsu, Magic, Cherry Sky, and Fahrenheit. Celsius, I don't know. I don't even know which one we use. It's the first one, then the other, I guess. I don't know. I'm amazed at the stuff I don't know. Like, I look at a map of the United States. I can name, like, 19 states. That's because I've been there. All the rest of them in the middle, I'm kind of like, is that one of the Nebraska, or is that one of the Dakotas right there? They're like, no, not even, that's California. You're an idiot. And I'm like, yes, I am. That's sad. And sometimes I'm always like, I should like learn those. I should look at a map and like memorize them, kind of thing. I can't. I've tried to do it over the years, like, you know. Like, I know where, like, Texas is, and you're like, okay, well, that's, you know, that's Pennsylvania because I lived there, and then, you know, there's Ohio, and California is the long one, and everything else, I swear, I'm kind of like, I have no idea. And that's telling and sad and poetic. Not poetic, just sad. Here's music that isn't sad. It's screamy for your ears.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I'm a lowlander, honey.
Yeah. What are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal is a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation a parade. I love the Corps!
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet. Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls who put the high in high school and the last in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies. Revenge of the Cheerleaders, rated R.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Ah, that's one of my favorite bands ever. Of course, I think I've talked about it numerous times on air, so if you've heard this show before, you've heard of Lulu's Marble before. I played off of Lulu's Marble, their original CD, their first CD or first album, played Roadrunner, Ah So, Lulu, Louie Louie, and Psych's Very Good. Psych's Very Good. Yeah, I don't know if I say that right. I think I do. You know, it's one of those bands that I can't get enough of them, and sadly they've only made 3 CDs. Then the lead singer passed away, and you know that her voice is so iconic and kind of like, I don't know if they could do it without her. Well, they didn't do it without her. And I guess that's a good, sometimes that's a good thing. So, you know, like I hear like AC/DC kind of still going on, and now they have, you know, then they had Axl Rose did a couple shows with them or something like that. And I was like, what are you doing? Just what are you doing? You know? When a band gets to none of their original members, is it still that band? Now, I know that's a joke. It's not. I know AC/DC has I think they have one person left or two people left. And I saw something about, you know, Brian Johnson is going to be back for their next album, and I was like, why is there another album coming out? But who am I to say? You know, I wouldn't like it if someone was sitting there saying, why is this guy still doing his job at that cubicle? That'd be like, well, wait, that happened to my last job. They asked that, and then I didn't have a job there anymore, so I don't want that again. You know, that's no good. I ordered, I have like all these freaking flash drives laying around, And I was like, okay, I'm going to get like a big one, and then I'm going to like just get rid of all the smaller ones. Like, I still have ones that are like 1 gig or 2 gig. Can you imagine that? And I pulled them all out, and I have this pile going, and it's just like, oh my, I have a problem. It's just too many of them, man. They're everywhere. I'll have to go through them all and see what it is. Oh, hey, we've just been joined by Destructo, the cat. He's here in the studio here in Radio St. Pete headquarters. They have Bring Your Cat to Work Day every Sunday. It's weird. I bring him every year, every week. And he just kicks the door in and makes sure he messes up as much as he can for you at home. Here's the 5678s, because you all knew it was coming. You know them. You love them. Here are the 5678s.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl. Could you,
1, 2, 3, set up! Yeah.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Good, good stuff. That was 5678 off their Can't Help It CD. I played Woolly Bully, Motorcycle, Go, 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 I Was a Teenage Cave Woman, and one of my personal favorites, Blue Radio. I always laugh whenever I play the 5678 version of Woolly Bully because I remember my mother used to sing that when I was a young lad. That was one of her songs that she liked at that time in life. I'm sure if I told her that now, she'd be like, what are you talking about? But I do finally remember that. It was very funny. And I don't think she would like the 5678 version, though. A little bit different. And that's okay, too. You know, boy, talking about like the downsizing of the flash drives, you start looking at stuff you've accumulated. And I've been trying to get rid of stuff. You know, I had a whole bunch of like old super 8mm and 16mm cameras, you know, that and like the films. And I used to like, I had those, all these weird things I had found over the years, and I got rid of those. And I'm going to go through my DVD closet and like pull some of that stuff out. Yeah, you just accumulate so much stuff. It's really amazing. I know that they say like modern generation, young kids now, millennials and whatever the next generation is called. I don't care. That like, I guess they don't even acknowledge physical media as a thing. Like it's passe. Like it's, that's like old people only want like records and DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that. So I know they postulate that there's going to be a time when there is no physical media and it's all going to be electronic. And I was like, well, I can see it. I really can. I mean, I'm the type that buys stuff. I buy physical copies of like Switch games, even though I know you can get them download. I think it's just something with buying them. Cause like, if you buy something electronically, when that thing blows up, which it's inevitably going to, that's it. It's gone. Now they always say, oh, but it'll be backed up on the server and then Nintendo will send it to you again. I'm like, well, will they? Are they going to support the Switch forever? Of course not. Of course they're not going to. I know they just turned off the Wii online stuff. So, you know, the Wii, I think you can still play the games, but I don't know how that really works. Like, I know that they don't have Netflix on the Wii anymore because they're like, no, it's not a thing anymore. They're not supporting it. And why should they? You know, they're carrying the cost from that. I understand why they wouldn't. That's where like owning a record, you know, is kind of like you own that record. It's yours. You can sell it. You can throw it in the garbage. You can smash it if you want, you know, like disco sucks and smash it. I always laugh. My dream is to always have like a nice, jukebox in a arcade, in a game room. I have like pinball machines and a jukebox. Cause I have all these awesome 5678 45s, but I know in my screwed up head, I'd be like, well, no, those are like the good ones. I'd probably go out and rebuy, and those would be like the jukebox ones because, you know, jukeboxes slide them in and out. They sustain damage. So I'd be like, no, I can't do that. So I probably, even though I have them all, I'd be like, no, I have to buy a different version because I don't want to wreck the one I have. I'm kind of dumb like that. Collecting, it's tough, man. Once you start, it's tough to get rid of stuff, but you have to. Or you pass away and then whoever gets to take care of your crap throws it away. Okay, kind of lifts the burden off you, right? Here's music, not me talking.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
We'll be right back. head.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
That was Lulu Finn the Woohoo. I played the boss, Jack the Ripper, and off their new 45, Jellyfish and Bamboo Twist. And folks, that looks like that's all the time I have for tonight. I'm going to let Don Sullivan sing us on out of here with the Mushroom Song. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week. Be here or be square. That didn't work at all, but I don't care. See you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh, the Lord said laugh, children laugh, the Lord said laugh, children laugh, the Lord said laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. And then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh, the Lord said, laugh, children laugh, the Lord said, laugh.
Sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing than I do right now.